Well, good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. I'm Gary Zimek, and it is time for Spirit in the Morning. We have got a tremendous show for you today. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going to be coming up in the next hour. But right now, let's kick things off remembering that our Heavenly Father is watching us right now. Think about that. Your Heavenly Father is watching you right now. He's watching over you, and he's waiting to hear from us. I'm going to lead us in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, thank you for being there. Thank you for watching over us. Wherever we go today, you are with us. You're with us right now, so thank you. Father, we have many needs. We tend to worry sometimes and forget about your providence. We forget that you care. So we present to you all of our problems, all of our concerns. We give them to you now. We ask you to handle them for us. And we thank you for always being there. Father, we lift up all of those who are struggling with the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irene, Hurricane Irma, the earthquake in Mexico, and anyone, anywhere in the world who is struggling with any kind of a weather-related problem. We ask you to help them, to grant them your peace. We ask you to bring about peace in the world. We pray for our government officials. We pray for our priests, our religious, our deacons. We ask you to speak through us on the radio program today. May your voice come forth from our lips, and may we all be receptive to the message that you have for us. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I'm feeling good now. Once I pray, I am ready to go. By my side, as always, my faithful sidekick, Mr. David Parker.
Good morning, Gary. How are you? Good morning, listeners.
Mr. Parker, you were concerned that I wasn't about to turn your microphone on, weren't you?
I was looking.
I know you were looking. I know you were looking, but man, I'm always going to turn your microphone on.
Well, man, thanks.
Because it wouldn't be the same without you. Dave, we have a really powerful show today. The first guest, you know, we've had a lot of incredible guests on this program in the almost 1 year that we've been on the air. This first guest is... she's a difficult guest for me to have on. And let me just say briefly, her name is Jenny Hubbard. If you remember, Dave, in December of 2012 in Newtown, Connecticut, 20 children and six adult staff members were murdered, were gunned down in a horrible mass murder at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Yes, I remember. It's something that's tough to forget.
Jennifer Hubbard lost her daughter, Catherine Violet, in that shooting. She is now a speaker. She's an author. She is going to be leading a retreat at the Malvern Retreat House beginning on Friday, September the 29th. Jenny's going to come on the show and talk about how God can provide for us and give us healing even in the midst of unexpected life events. What she went through is unimaginable to me as a parent.
I was just going to say that, and horrific.
Yeah, so it's just so incredibly powerful that this message is going to be coming from her. So I'm very excited and at the same time somewhat intimidated to talk to her about this because as a father, I can't imagine what she went through.
It's so hard to I mean, we can empathize to a point, but we never have gone through that, praise God.
Right.
But she did. And
she
what
did.
Courage and conviction she has, and faith, all based in faith.
Yeah, it really is. Her message is all about the mercy and hope God provides us,
absolutely,
even in the midst of unexpected life events.
Yeah.
And wow.
It's a tough topic. It's one of the toughest that anyone would ever face
it is.
In life.
It is, but I'm so excited that she's willing to come on the show and discuss it with us. Also on the show, coming up later on, will be Matt Pinto, who is the president and founder of Ascension Press. Ascension Press, they are doing so many good things. We're working with a lot of different Catholic publishers, and it's about time that we work with them because they're right in our backyard.
Yes, they are.
So Matt's going to come on the show and tell us a little bit about himself and a little bit about the work that they do at Ascension Press.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on today's program.
Wow.
Okay, Dave Parker.
What a lineup, Gary. What a lineup.
Well, speaking of lineup, let's talk about Radiothon 2017.
Wow.
It kicks
when
off.
When is it, Gare?
It kicks off next Wednesday.
A week from today, folks.
A week from today, September the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd. Okay, so here's what's going to happen as far as Spirit in the Morning. We're going to do our regular show each of those 3 days, 7 to 8 a.m. Then we're going to break for the Mass. We will come back on the air at 9 a.m. and run right through 11. So 3 hours of Spirit in the Morning. Make sure you get some sleep, Mr. Parker.
I know.
Now,
a lot of energy.
Now, here's the thing. We have some special things planned for you. We're going to be featuring all new music. So the songs that we're playing, and remember, this is 3 hours worth of music. The songs that we're playing have never been played on Spirit in the Morning before. So we're going to introduce all new music. And the lineup of guests. Let me just give you a partial
lineup.
It really is, because we are bringing you some of the top-notch guests in the Catholic world today on the show. Confirmed as of this moment for Radiothon 2017, beginning next Wednesday, Michael Warsaw, the CEO of EWTN.
None other?
The man, he's going to be here.
Yes.
Deacon Harold Burke Sivers is going to be here. He's a guy that I have wanted to get on for a long time, but Deacon's on the West Coast, and I didn't want to have him wake up too early. What's going to happen is Deacon will actually be on the East Coast at a conference, and he's going to be joining us.
I was just going to say, no telling where he is. What a prolific speaker.
Unbelievable.
And he travels.
He does, but he's going to be on the East Coast in Virginia at the time, and he's going to make time to be on the Radiothon.
How awesome.
Anna Mitchell from the Sunrise Morning Show will be here.
Wow.
I've never interviewed her on the air. She's interviewed me, but as she said, she's always wanted to come on the show. You hear her do the news every day on Spirit in the Morning, but she is going to come
You're going to turn the tables on her and interview her, okay? But you're going to be light on her?
Of course.
But it's Radiothon.
She's my friend.
I know.
And also, just confirmed, just got the email now.
Wow.
Kicking things off. On Radiothon, the very first day, Jack Williams, the general manager of EWTN Radio, is going to be here. I asked Jack, I said, you'd be a great guy to kick it off.
Wow.
He's going to kick it off for us. Father John Paul Mary from the EWTN Franciscan Friars is going to be here. He is on board. He's a local guy, which is something I never realized.
I do remember
He's from the Harrisburg area.
Yes, that's right.
Until we spoke before, I never knew that he was from the area. So, and this is just a start, plus the Catholic Answers crew will be here. Christopher Check, the president of Catholic Answers. Cy Kellett, the host of Catholic Answers Live. Trent Horn. Jimmy Aiken. Carlo Broussard. Tim Staples is unavailable to be here live, but we're going to air a segment, an interview that I did with Tim Staples, one that's never aired before. So the whole Catholic Answers crew is representing at Radiothon 2017. I get chills just talking about it.
Yeah, that's the national crew. Then we have our local crew that usually comes in.
That's right. Well, we're just talking Spirit in the Morning right
now.
So we're going to hold. We're going to talk more about the rest of what's happening in the Holy Spirit.
Man, I am so excited. And this is, well, how can I say? It's the epitome of guests on the national level.
And did I forget probably the best guest of all? Dave Parker.
Oh, wait. Come on.
Dave Parker. Well, Frank Eliasson will be back in the country for the Radiothon.
Yes.
So we got lots more coming
you,
your
Gary.
Way, and that's just the beginning of it. I want you to mark your calendar now, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And again, as Dave said, this is going to be bigger than just Spirit in the Morning. We're doing 3 hours every day, but Holy Spirit Radio is going to be offering a lot more. Stay tuned for that information. Obviously, we are turning to you. We are listener-supported. We're going to ask for your support. But we are not just going to sit here and say, send us money, send us money, send us money. We're going to say that.
Yes.
But we're also going to give you top-notch entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Probably more of that than the asking. Because, as you know, I mean, our tried-and-true listeners are a faithful family of listeners. You're listening now. You might have gotten the mailers. But join us. I mean, it is such an exciting time. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. Yeah, I mean, it's a high-energy three-day period, and we love it. We love you out there, and just keep listening and tell your friends and coworkers.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. What grew out of Radiothon 2016 was Spirit in the Morning.
Exactly.
The first time
Mr.
Parker and myself, I call you Mr. Parker a lot. this is a very formal
relationship. I look around looking for my dad. Oh, there he is.
The first time Dave and myself worked together on air. We work together off air, but the first time we worked together on air.
Yeah, who knew, brother?
I know.
The Holy Spirit knew, but he said, we got to get.
And here we are.
What a blessing.
Here
what
we
a
are.
Blessing.
So mark your calendar. Radiothon 2017 kicks off next Wednesday, September the 20th. I think it's time for the gospel, Dave.
I think so too, Gary.
Luke chapter 6, verses 20 through 26. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way."
Wow.
Dave,
Very powerful. Yes.
We're probably more familiar with Matthew's version of the Beatitudes that came from the Sermon on the Mount. This is Luke's take on that, but the message is the same. You know, we're going to have, Dave, suffering in this life. We're going to have people rejecting us. We're going to run into opposition.
Yes, we are.
But this life is not the whole picture.
Exactly.
We were created for eternal life. Our reward will be great. Maybe not at the moment, but man, we are going to have a great reward one day.
Absolutely.
Dave,
if we are faithful.
That's a hard concept
it is.
To put into practice,
it
isn't
is.
It? Because we like acceptance.
Well, I was just going to say, I love that. I mean, it's a hard truth, but I mean, who has not been rejected or laughed at? I mean, there's some cruel. I mean, we can't get along with everybody, and if we've locked horns with people, but we've all been on the receiving end of some negativity through our lives. But if we stand up in our faith, and especially when we're professing Jesus or talking about Him, that's when we often get a lot of blowback.
That's right. And one of the other things Jesus said: "Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh." We're going to talk to Jennifer Hubbard in a few minutes, who lost her daughter in this tragic shooting. She gets it. She gets the big picture. But, of course, that doesn't take away your sorrow. Yeah, we are going to suffer through certain things.
Yes.
But one day, all of our tears will be wiped away, as Scripture tells us.
I love that. Yes, I love that. That's one of my they often say that in a funeral, funeral mass.
That's powerful.
One day when every tear will be dry.
Right.
The blessing of Christ in eternity.
So the bottom line is, hang in there. Your reward awaits you in heaven. When we come back, Jennifer Hubbard will be here. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for September 13th. Today, we celebrate St. John Chrysostom. Born in Antioch, John Chrysostom was ordained at 21 and distinguished himself as an outstanding preacher and a devoted servant of the poor. Moving to the great city of Constantinople, he was made a bishop, where he began his service under the cloud of politics. The Bishop of Alexandria wanted his own candidate in charge of Constantinople, and fearing John's power, took steps to discredit the new bishop. Often aloof, outspoken, and zealous, John Chrysostom took few steps to help his own cause. His sermons, sometimes lasting up to 2 hours, often stung the high and mighty. He consistently called for concrete steps to share wealth with the poor. The empress took offense at his denunciations of the court, and along with Alexandria's bishop sought his banishment. Charges were leveled against John, including that of treason for a sermon that linked the empress with the lurid Jezebel. After several years in exile, St. John Chrysostom died in the year 407. His final words were, "Glory to God for all things." A doctor of the church, he is also the patron saint of preachers. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square.
They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zim's telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Sometimes all we have to hold on to is what we know is true of who you are. So when the heartache hits like a hurricane, that could never change who you are. And we trust in who you are.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. That was Even If. The name of the group is Cutlass. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Coming up on September the 29th through September the 30th at the Malvern Retreat House, Jennifer Hubbard will be leading a retreat. It's called Walking in Confidence, Trusting in God's Providence. The first night, the topic is God Will Protect. And on Saturday, she'll be giving two talks, God Will Provide and God Will Hear. And I'll tell you, she speaks from a position of authority. She has every right to give this retreat. As I mentioned at the start of the show, Jennifer's youngest child, Catherine Violet, was a victim of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. She is here. She's a regular contributor for the Magnificat magazine, which is how I got to know of her work. She's here to share some thoughts with us on Spirit in the Morning. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me. Oh, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Of course.
Jenny, you know, I was telling Dave at the start of the beginning, start of the show, this is a difficult interview for me because as a parent, it's unimaginable to think of losing a child.
Mm.
How? Now, it's been a few years, I'm sure. First of all, let me just say I'm sorry. That's the first
thing
I want to tell you, let you know that I really share in your pain. Your message is all about hope in the midst of difficult circumstances. Talk a little bit about how this ministry came about.
You know, before 5 years ago, literally 5 years ago, we were a your typical middle-class American family.
Mm-hmm.
Two kids, a dog, great neighborhood, great friends, lived in a, you know, quintessential New England town.
Mm-hmm.
And on December 14th, the unthinkable shattered our world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for us, the only reason that we can get up every day and continue to put one foot in front of the other is because we know that God's got something in store for us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no other way. There is no other way to look at it. You can try as you might, but at the end of the day, God's got this. And whether we sometimes wonder and shake our fists at
mm-hmm.
him
mm-hmm.
or lean in, he is gonna make good come from this. You know, we were your, like I said, your typical family. We went to church.
Yeah.
My kids were in CCD. I actually taught the first grade. I think part of it, in retrospect, I was teaching myself. I started teaching religious ed to my son when he was in kindergarten. I think a part of it was a control thing. I think that his parents,
mm-hmm.
we're like, yeah, we got this. We can,
right.
we can help our children navigate, but as we all know, and as my family lived, we really don't have that control. And when you release that control and you trust in a God that loves us and will provide for us and that will walk with us through the darkest days and the peaks and valleys of life, then there's a weight that's lifted, and you realize that you don't have to have that control.
Mm.
My faith has grown immeasurably since December 14th. And, you know, thank God I had what I look at now was a mustard seed of hope and faith that has grown exponentially through our loss and our healing and our continued journey.
I have to ask you a difficult question. How hard was it to forgive the person who murdered your daughter?
You know, it's an interesting question, and the reality for me is we didn't give it much thought.
Mm.
I mean, the thought of coming out and saying, you know, I forgive Adam Lanza, never really crossed our mind.
Okay.
And if that means that I'm at peace with God and with Adam, then I've forgiven him. But there was never a carved out moment where I, down on my knees, I forgive you.
Okay.
I feel bad that he was a weak soul, and
mm-hmm.
his soul was used by the devil to commit an unthinkable act. I feel for him, and
mm.
I know that he's had his day with God, and thank God I don't have to be that judge.
Right.
I leave it in God's hands.
Right. And anybody listening who is struggling with something in their lives, obviously this is a person, Jennifer Hubbard is a person who can help you, because if she can go on, if she can find hope in her with what she went through, believe me, you can too. Jennifer, with that in mind, let's talk a little bit about walking in confidence, trusting in
sure.
God's provident promises at the Malvern Retreat House. I highly recommend this. Talk a little bit about what the attendees can expect at this retreat.
Sure. It's a women's retreat. It's going to be a 24-hour retreat. It's going to start on Friday evening.
Okay.
You know, the hope is that after the retreat, that women, the women that attend, can look back on their life their walk and their journey with God and see where he was present, where they may not have thought so in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that as I consider my faith journey, there's that part of all of us that expects an epiphany.
Yeah.
And we expect God to have the neon sign in the sky. Right. And when we don't see it and it's not blatant and in front of us, we become very frustrated and we think that we're doing something wrong or God doesn't care or we're not worthy. And all of that is a lie.
Mm.
Because God is there in the midst. So the 24 hours is really going to explore in a real life and everyday in everyday experiences, where was God in my story that he did protect? Whether I like how he did it or
wow.
not, he protected Catherine.
Wow.
And yeah, I may not agree with, I want my baby girl back, but I'm trusting in God to know that he has better plans. And that's okay. I mean, we're all parents. We see the disappointment in our kids' faces when we tell them, no, not right now, because we know that there's something better
yeah.
in store. So we're gonna really explore this whole idea of where was God, and how can you really say that he is protecting? And, you know, he protected Catherine, he protected our surviving son, and he protects me in my everyday walk. We're going to have a time that's dedicated for women just to be with God, to sit and reflect. Because as women and as mothers, I think we're the last people to think that we need to feed our own souls. And, you know,
right.
it's the old saying, put on your own oxygen mask first.
Right.
So this retreat is putting on that oxygen mask and really spending time with other women and talking about, in real terms, what does a faith journey really look like and dispel those myths, spending time with God in prayer and really thinking about where our journey's, you know, leading. Once we kind of get through that hard part of, you know, our disappointment with God, because,
right.
you know, there is, in my story, there is a level of, God, where were you?
Mm-hmm.
I was faithful. I was teaching religious ed.
Right.
You took my daughter.
Right.
Yeah, there's that. You know, if in full transparency, don't we all have that conversation? But we're kind of scared to admit it. But you know what? God's bigger than that, and he knows it. He knows my heart. So if I walk around with a mask of, I love God, and God is good to me, I'm never disappointed with God, then, you know,
right.
he knows. He knows that. So the second day, Saturday morning, is really going to explore how God provides. We may not see it, but, you know, he does provide. And it's in things like the sparkle that returned to my son's eyes that just fills me with joy that, you know, he may not provide the earthly things that we think that we need, but in a retrospective look, you can see that God provides everything that we could possibly need. His word is truth. And then you know, we're going to round out the retreat with really talking about and thinking about and praying about how God heals our
wow.
wounds. He doesn't want us to walk around
right.
with burdens and lies that are whispered to us. He wants to heal us and,
wow.
and transform us and bring us closer to him. So, you know, the hope is that people will leave and feel, you know, uplifted and hopeful and know that their walk with God is an everyday lived experience.
Wonderful. Jennifer Hubbard, we are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us on Spirit in the Morning. Go to malvernretreat.com for more information. We'll have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. We will be right back with Matt Pinto.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Florida residents are drifting back from shelters and faraway havens to see Hurricane Irma's scattershot destruction. Flooded streets remained yesterday, and the count of damaged and totaled homes ticked upward even as some curfews were lifted, flights resumed, and amusement park rides again twirled. India's external affairs minister says an Indian Catholic priest who was kidnapped by militants from a home for the elderly in Yemen has been rescued after 18 months of captivity. The minister said on Twitter yesterday that Father Tom Uzun Elil had been rescued, but gave no details. Father Uzun Halil had been working for more than 4 years as a chaplain at the home in southern Yemen established by Mother Teresa's Missionaries of Charity. He was abducted by militants in March last year when they attacked the home, killing 16 people, including four of the sisters. The militants also destroyed the chapel and the center. There were around 80 residents at the home at the time of the attack. And Apple is calling a new luxury version of its signature product the iPhone X, that being an X, the Roman numeral 10. Apple is pricing the iPhone X at $999. That is twice what the original iPhone cost a decade ago. It's also the priciest smartphone on the market. The phone was announced as part of the usual fall rollout of new goodies from Apple. It includes advanced facial recognition. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
We are live on location from St. Hubert's Catholic High School for Girls in Northeast Philadelphia.
We are live at the Man Up Philly Catholic Men's Conference at St. Joseph's University.
We're at the dining car doing a remote broadcast today. Gary Zimak along with Frank Eliason. We are live at Lansdale Catholic High School this morning. We have a really tough job today. We are live on location coming to you from the Marianne Pastry Shop in Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
We have a lot of fun at Holy Spirit Radio. Part of the recent technology upgrades we have done is the ability to broadcast from anywhere, anytime. We now have the ability to show others living the faith each and every day, whether it is from their school, their business, their church, or other Catholic events they are part of. If there's a place where you would like us to broadcast from, please email me at frank@holyspiritradio.org. Thank you and God bless.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. As a spiritually restless college student, author Colleen Carroll Campbell didn't think that the saints could be relevant to her modern life and struggles. Then she discovered that Saint Teresa of Avila was once a party girl who enjoyed male admirers, romance novels, and fashion. After an adolescent illness, Teresa wound up in a Carmelite convent where she engaged in a decades-long tug-of-war between her love of God and love of the world. When she finally confronted the shallowness inside herself, she focused fully on God. So what drew Colleen to her? She explained, Teresa directed all of her passion, vitality, and joy toward God and his purposes. When I saw that a woman could be feminine and faithful, yet free and bold, I was inspired. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You're listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
We hide pain in the weirdest places. Broken souls with smiling faces. Fighting for surrender. For now and the after, yeah. Just look around and you see that people are scared to say how they really feel. Oh, we all need a little honesty, yeah. You are loved. If your heart's in a thousand pieces, if you're lost and you're far from reason, just look up, know you are loved. Superheroes, photoshopped, all size zeros, a light not expected, but not quite perfected, yeah. Look up, see the sun is shining, there's hope on a new horizon, calling you, it's calling.
Healing, just
And welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. That was You Are Loved by Stars Go Dim. Thanks so much for tuning in. The time right now is 7:36. We are blessed here at Spirit in the Morning to work with a number of Catholic publishers. One of the publishers that I have wanted to work with for a long time, they are right in our backyard, Ascension Press. They do so much good work. We are joined now by Matt Pinto, who is the founder and the president of Ascension Press. He's an author, he's a speaker, and man, he is doing such good work over at Ascension Press. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Gary, it's great to be with you.
Finally, we got you on the show, brother.
Well, you're doing great work. I'm seeing your name all over the place and love the fact that you started the show, and I'm sure great things are coming from it.
God is good, my friend. God is good. Hey, Matt, before we talk, we're going to talk a little bit more about the work that you're doing with Ascension Press, which I think is phenomenal. You are just expanding left and right. Let's talk a little bit about Matt Pinto, how you got started, and were you always somebody who had a close relationship with Christ, or were you lukewarm? How did you get closer to Christ, and then how did that develop into founding Ascension Press?
Yeah, thanks for the question. So, no, I wasn't always active in my faith. I was raised in a good family, mm-hmm. but a family where virtue was the default, not necessarily intentional discipleship, where we knew who we were, we knew why we were Catholic, and we were overtly practicing it. I often share that we said one prayer a year at Thanksgiving, and it was awkward. That being said, my parents were fabulous, and my siblings practice the faith even today. So what they did is they really laid good soil of virtue. But like many of that generation, as Jeff Caban says, he thinks that many in that generation believed in an eighth sacrament, where you drop your kids off at church or school and hope that the sacrament of holy osmosis.
That's good. Yeah.
Kicks in where they're just going to get the faith. And to make a long story short, in my late teens, early 20s, I was challenged on my faith by a very well-intentioned non-Catholic who in his tradition was taught that we Catholics were in deep spiritual trouble simply because we were Catholic. Mm-hmm. And I almost teetered on leaving the church, but I heard a clinker one night in one of his Bible studies, and I thought, you know, this doesn't sound right. I then, for the next few years, went into learning my Catholic faith and was blown away. I had had an advertising business at that point, but by the age of 25, I had decided to sell it and work full-time for the church. Mm-hmm. I'm 52 years old now, so for about 27 or so years, I've been full-time working in various capacities for the faith.
Did you ever envision that Ascension Press would grow as large as it did?
No, it didn't enter my mind either way. If you had asked me whether it was possible to build something like this, I probably would have said yes, only because I came from an entrepreneurial family and background. But no, not in the slightest did I enter my mind that we would grow to become, you know, what God has chosen to allow us to become. And it's a fabulous journey. I think the majority of my staff over here would do this work for free, as would I. But we've been fortunate to not have to do that. We have a team of about 70 or 71 or 72 full-time people, good things are happening all throughout the world because of this fabulous team and God's grace.
Mm. Amen. And we want to spend some time now just giving an overview of some of the great projects that you're working on. I want to have more of your authors on. I want to really explore some more specifics about the work that you do. But how about an overview of some of your major programs over at Ascension Press?
Sure. In a nutshell, we would be called Ascension Press, but eventually that will just evolve into Ascension.
Oh, okay.
And so moving from traditional print publisher to really a wide variety of initiatives, a media company, if you will, a Catholic media company. Mm-hmm. But publishing is what we do. In a given year, we work with multiple thousands of parishes in any given year. And so we publish mostly adult faith formation programs focused on small group work.
Okay.
Probably right here in the Philadelphia region, you know, as we speak, you know, I don't know, maybe 100, maybe 150 small study groups are taking place as we speak, and nationwide, probably in the 3,000 to 4,000 study group range are taking place right now as we speak. So that's what we do. We do small group faith formation. We have 42 learning systems. A learning system is a Bible study or a marriage prep program or a chastity program. And it's just great work. We love doing what we're doing 97% of the time. The other 3% is the typical, you know, eye-rolling headaches that
right,
we all have.
Right, sure. Sure. On a personal level, the Great Adventure Bible Study has impacted me, and I know it's impacted many, many people. So I want to personally thank you for the work that you did along with Jeff Cavins to bring the Bible to life for me. Matt, do you find that many Catholics struggle to read the Bible?
They do, although I have to tell you, Gary, again, looking at the landscape for 27 or so years, big changes have happened in the past 10 years. And I would humbly say, again, God can choose to end this work whenever he wants, but I think many would point to the Great Adventure itself as potentially the hinge in the recent, you know, decade or more of the change in the landscape with Catholic Bible study. That being said, is still the overwhelming percentage of Catholics would have an intimidation at the idea of even opening up the Bible, even though the average Catholic, if he or she goes to Mass over a three-year period of time, ironically, will hear more Bible in its full scope than the average Protestant, and there are reasons for that. Yet there's an intimidation, and really that's one reason why I think, and perhaps you think as well, that the Great Adventure has become so successful, because it's an easy on-ramp onto the Scripture by showing people a special way of learning, quote, the story, end quote. And so, but it is an issue, and it's an issue that the Church needs to continue to address. But we are seeing a sea change. We think somewhere in the range of 1 million or 1.1 million Catholics over these past 14 or so years where we've done the Great Adventure have gone through the program.
That's phenomenal. And one of the things that I've noticed when I go out and I speak, because I speak a lot about Scripture, I speak about having a personal relationship with Christ, and I'll always say, you know, as Catholics, we have to do a better job at learning to love the Bible. And it will always be pointed out to me that the Great Adventure program has helped people, and it might be active in that parish that I'm speaking. It's helped people to really give them that on-ramp to be able to help them to explore the Bible. So thank you for doing that, because you are helping many, many people to realize that God speaks to us through the pages of sacred Scripture.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's delightful to hear.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely hear that. More than any other program, Great Adventure is the one that I hear that is in the parishes. Matt, we have about 2 minutes or so left. Can you highlight a couple of the hot new projects at Ascension?
Yes, but I'm going to have to kill you.
That's good.
No, we have some. I'll tell you the things that we recently released, but we have some great, great things coming. And I humbly ask again, those who are listening, please pray for Ascension. Please pray for my staff. Please pray for the talent who really take a spiritual risk by putting themselves out there as, quote, personalities.
Yeah.
Because the evil one is not pleased. But, Gary, one thing that I'm very excited about, it really is a paradigm shift.
Okay.
Is some of your listeners may know of Father Mike Schmitz.
Oh, yeah.
Father Mike Schmitz is, and again, he needs to be prayed for. He knows the dangers in from all the discussions we've had. But Father Mike Schmitz and our team produced really a unique approach to baptismal preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Belonging. And it was released about 3 months or so ago. It's getting great response. But really one of the clever approaches in Belonging is this. After the couple who is bringing their babies to the church for baptism on a Sunday afternoon class where they learn about baptism over an hour or an hour and a half, well, one thing that we've done is we've then empowered the parish with 10 follow-up videos. So when John and Susie Smith leave that session on that Sunday afternoon, for the next 10 weeks, the parish stays in touch with them with a unique, short, but very potent catechetical message about wow. life and about faith and about family prayer and the importance of continuing to form oneself in faith.
Wow.
So a new program called Belonging on Baptism. And if anyone is interested, just Google the word Father Michael Schmitz or Ascension and Baptism, and then you'll be able to learn a little bit more about the Belonging program.
That is awesome. Now, brother, I hate to tell you this, but we are just about out of time. Can I ask you the best place where we can find out more information about Ascension online?
Yes, ascensionpress.com or evangelization.com will get you there.
Awesome. Matt Pinto, thanks so much for joining us on Spirit in the Morning today.
Thank you, Derek.
All right, God bless you. Matt Pinto, when we come back, Be Not Afraid Bible verse time. Stay tuned.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Luke 6:20, Jesus raised his eyes to his disciples and said, "Blessed are you poor, the reign of God is yours. Blessed are you who hunger, you shall be filled. Blessed are you who are weeping, you shall laugh. Blessed shall you be when men hate you, when they ostracize you and insult you, and prescribe your name as evil because of the Son of Man. On the day they do so, rejoice and exult, for your reward shall be great in heaven." For some, this sounds too much like pie in the sky. To quote St. Teresa of Avila, "Ready cash is all they understand." So often, this is the attitude of many regarding any challenge. It's just too much effort. The chances of succeeding are remote when one lacks motivation. But to allow the blood from the Savior's wounds to get our attention is to have a motivation that will redound with us for an eternity. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit, Spirit, Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
My life flows on in endless song above earth's lamentation. I hear the sweet, though far off hymn that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It sounds an echo in my soul. Oh, how can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?
Play it, Kevin. though my joys and comforts die, the Lord, my Savior, liveth. What though the darkness gathers round, songs in the night he giveth. I lift mine eyes, the cloud grows thin, I see the blue above it. And day by day this pathway smooths, since first I learned to love it. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging, since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?
Amen, brother.
That's Buddy Green.
And sister.
How can I keep from singing? I'm Gary Zimek in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio, along with the one, the only Dave Parker. Let's do a quick look at the weather, then we'll do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Currently, at the Philadelphia International Airport, 65 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Today, scattered showers between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Then we'll have some patchy drizzle, isolated showers, and a high near 76. Tonight, patchy fog after 1 a.m., low around 68. Tomorrow, Thursday, a chance of showers with a high near 82. At the moment in Hatfield, it's 54. In Bensalem, it's 61. And in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, it is 58 degrees. All right, let's take a look at your Be Not Afraid Bible verse here on Spirit in the Morning. Today it comes from Hebrews 4:16. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help. Dave Parker, confidently approaching the Lord to receive the grace that he has to give us, that he wants to give us, and mercy. Our first guest today, Jennifer Hubbard, is a prime example of that. Somebody who has gone to the Lord, found that mercy.
Absolutely.
He's there.
Couldn't have said
even
it
in,
more.
Even in times of trouble.
Absolutely.
But are we confident that he will be there and will be able to give us what we need?
Exactly. And that comes down to our faith.
Yep.
Do we really believe, folks? Do we really? I mean, we say we do, and let's not pay lip service. I mean, it's a constant growth and on our journey.
Yes, and it's a journey.
It's a journey.
It's a process, one day at a time.
One day at a time.
The objective, our objective should be today, September the 13th, try to get a little bit closer to the Lord than I was yesterday.
Absolutely.
And Dave, I think sometimes it comes down to asking for help, saying, hey, Lord,
help
me to become closer to you today.
Yeah, sometimes we just, when we get to the end of our rope or whatever, We just have to give it up and surrender and say, Lord, I trust you.
Yep.
I believe you. Now I need your help.
That's right.
And he wants us to.
He
wants to come in.
And one of the points that Jennifer was making, I can so relate to that, the fact that we like to control. Many of us like to control.
Yeah.
As an anxious person by nature, I am somebody who likes to control everything. Mm-hmm. But yet the peace comes from relinquishing that control from turning control over to the Lord.
Absolutely.
Not an easy thing to
easy thing to do. No, especially in our world. We go to school and stuff, and there are certain things in our life that, in our work life, that we must, in a way, control. I mean, we're in charge of something.
Yes.
But ultimately, when we need help with that, we should ask the Lord.
Right. Right. We are in charge of something. We are expected to do the best we can.
Exactly.
But he wants us to turn to him and ask for his help.
Absolutely.
And he also wants us at certain times to accept the fact that we are not in control of certain things.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Yes.
Like the weather. The weather is a great example.
Exactly.
I cannot control the weather.
Yeah.
Even though I would like to.
Yeah.
If I could, it would be sunny all the time. I just want to point out one thing. Yesterday we had some technical difficulties getting Megan Coakley on the line, the director of new evangelization for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. We're going to have Megan on the show tomorrow, along with Christopher Bell, co-founder of Good Counsel Homes. It's our Pro-Life Thursday, so we have Chris Bell and Megan Coakley on the program tomorrow. Hope you can tune in. Don't forget Radiothon beginning next Wednesday, a week from today. It's going to be kicked off by Jack Williams, the general manager of EWTN Radio. Mr. Parker, what are you doing? You're making a lot of noise over there.
Yeah. Yes. Speaking of control,
we are on the air.
Oh, that's right. Gary, Gary, you and I have had a lot of control because over in the corner of our studio, and I went and got this, are some excellent cupcakes. And I want to thank
you. Wait a few minutes until we go off the air?
No.
Wait,
let me get the frosting off. Okay. these cupcakes were baked by Frank Elison's daughters and brought in for a celebration yesterday of Janet Napoli. It was her birthday. It's her birthday coming up. I think it's Friday.
Happy birthday, Janet. I know you're listening.
Yeah, and after the Word of God at 11, Monsignor and Janet, we had a little celebration. And these cupcakes are fabulous. But Gary, speaking of control, we have had remarkable self-control. You know, I tried waving one in front of you,
right? Well, you put them in front of me when I started the show, and I had to move them out of the way, and now they're back.
Thank you, Carolyn, for leaving them here.
We have a couple of minutes, and then we can dig in, and we want to thank you for joining us. We have a lot of fun here at Spirit in the Morning. Remember, you can follow us online at spiritinthemorning.com. You can download the podcast, listen to it again. You might want to pass it along. I think, Dave, we were talking that interview with Jenny Hubbard and the interview with Matt Pinto, two of our best. I mean, every day the Lord sends us great people to be on this show.
Yeah.
I never envisioned this show to go to rise to the heights that it has risen to. I mean, and it's mainly because of the guests, the powerful guests that we've had on the show.
And the word about our show going out in the network, so to speak, and people are wanting to come on. And you invite them. But about Jenny Hubbard, I mean, let's just pray for that, for Jenny and that family, her husband. What a horrible loss. And all the other families that lost loved ones there, you know, and other tragic shootings, you know, the malady of these shootings. But it's so heartrending. But we are praying for you, Jenny.
And if you're a woman and you're considering going to that retreat at the Malvern Retreat House, please make it a point to do so. Go to malvernretreat.com for more information. And, of course, you can always just go to spiritinthemorning.com. We'll have information about Jenny's retreat at Malvern linked there. We'll also have information about Matt Pinto and the great work that
they're doing, Matt,
at Ascension Press. All right, Dave, I hear music. That
we're
means it's
here,
time
brother.
For us to get out of here. Get those cupcakes ready. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is right beside you. Make sure you turn around and say hi. Thanks for listening. God bless you, and we will talk to you next time.
God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope.